AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's a sign higher interest rates are not holding back the economy. Employers added nearly 200,000 jobs last month. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Labor Department report shows many employers are still hiring, with 199,000 jobs added for November, although some were because thousands of striking auto workers and actors returned to work. The unemployment rate dropped from 3.9 to 3.7%. The number of people receiving unemployment benefits has risen, as many of the jobs are concentrated in only a few sectors: healthcare, restaurants, hotels, and government. Still, the continued brisk pace of hiring provides another sign the economy could achieve a soft landing, and a Fed rate hike this month is considered unlikely. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the situation is dire in Gaza, not just for Palestinian civilians, but for UN staff, too.
And the Secretary General of the Department of Safety and Security has advised me that all possible means of mitigating the risk to staff within Gaza, short of evacuation, are closed off because of the way this conflict has evolved.
UN monitors say a hospital in a southern town received its first delivery of supplies since the end of last month. Parents of students killed at Michigan's Oxford High School are speaking in court in sentencing for the gunman, Ethan Crumley. He's expected to get a life sentence. Nicole Boussole's daughter was killed.
I don't choose to forgive the destructive nature that caused her death. Forgiving is a choice.
A man who fired a shotgun into the air outside a synagogue in Albany, New York, is an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen who told investigators he felt affected by the events of the Middle East. No one was injured. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting as Wall Street weighs how to read a report showing that the job market isn't slowing as much as expected. The S&P 500 was 0.4% higher Friday, close to extending its weekly winning streak to 6. The Dow rose 102 points, that's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq gained 0.5%. Bond yields rose following the report, which said U.S. employers added more jobs last month than economists had expected. The strong data keeps concerns about a recession at bay, but the worry on Wall Street is that a strong economy could give inflation more fuel. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.22%. Carrier Global climbed more than 5% after the company agreed to sell its security business, Global Access Solutions, to Honeywell for almost $5 billion. Seth Sutel, New York.
The International Olympic Committee says some Russian athletes will be allowed to compete at the 2024 Paris Olympics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?